Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And it's a great place to listen and learn. And there are so many people who consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. As always, if you have a question, you can visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or call 1-800-331-6445. All right, so we just celebrated Veterans Day, and so I wanted to welcome back my friend and special guest today, Mr. Ron Cherry. He's the Associate Director of National Veteran Services with the National Headquarters of the VFW. They happen to be located right downtown Kansas City, and we're going to be talking about a very special program. We've discussed it before, and I just think it's so important to do it again. We're going to be talking about that VA Aid and Attendance Benefit Program. And Ron, thanks for your time and welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hey, Steve, Wade, thanks for having me back, man. It's always a pleasure talking with you and getting these information about these benefits that these veterans are entitled to.
Absolutely. And first and foremost, thank you for your service, Ron.
Yes, thanks for the support, Steve. I know I can always count on you to be there and put the word out about veterans benefits, and we appreciate all the support that you and your program are giving us over the time.
Awesome. Yeah, you're welcome. And it's just so important. There's so many veterans and maybe surviving spouses of veterans who could benefit from this program. And frankly, I mean, we've talked about it a lot, but every time I sit down with the client and I always ask about, you know, Are you a veteran? Was your spouse a veteran? And we talk about that. And it's just surprising. Most people still have not heard about this. So our work is not done, Ron.
It's not done. And, you know, if we only get one person from this phone call, I feel that we've done our job, because that one person has a benefit that didn't, you know, that was not informed about it. So
that's right. That's right. So, okay. So let's jump right in here. And for our listeners, we're going to unpack this. So we're going to be talking about the VA aid and attendance benefit. We're going to talk about, you know, what it is, and then how there are different, you know, layers of requirements here. There's a service requirement, a financial requirement, a care requirement. We're going to unpack that, take some good notes. You can go back and listen to the podcast if you missed anything, but we're going to start to unpack that right now. So, Ron, what is the VA aid and attendance benefit?
Well, the aid and attendance benefit is a financial benefit paid by the Department of Veterans Affairs to offset the high cost of senior care. It's a benefit for veterans and surviving spouses of veterans.
So the veterans themselves, if they need care, they can qualify for that. Say if the veteran passed away, but their spouse needs care, it actually travels to the spouse, and we'll get into some of the financial numbers here in just a minute. And is that where it ends, or can the adult children qualify for that?
Yeah, the adult children can apply for it, but they would have to be deemed totally disabled before the age of 18, and the benefit is very low. So we find very few dependents of veterans that do qualify for the benefit, but it is possible.
Okay, all right. And so the majority of folks who would qualify for this would be the veteran or the surviving spouse. So, okay.
And one thing to note that they do have to still been married at the time of the passing of the veteran. So if there's a divorce in place and the previous widow is not entitled to that benefit.
Okay. And so, let's talk about that. So then if you were married to a veteran and then that veteran passed, or you divorced them and then you married someone else who was not a veteran, that would sever the flow of this benefit. But if you were married to a veteran and you are a widow or widower, and then you are entitled to this. So, okay. Yep.
Yes, you are.
That makes sense.
100% entitled.
Okay. So let's talk about how to qualify for the benefit. So we have a service qualification, a financial qualification, and then care-related requirements. So what are the service-related requirements? We'll just start off there, Ron.
Okay. Well, a veteran must have 90 days consecutive active duty during any period, and at least one of those days has to be during a wartime period. And I can break those wartime periods down for you.
Yeah.
The first war period is the World War II, December 7th, 1941 through December 31st of 1946. Anyone that served in that period may be entitled to the benefit. Korean War date periods are June 27th, 1950 through January 31st of 1955. Vietnam War was August 5th, 1964 through May 7th of 1975. However, if you were boots on the ground in Vietnam, that date period begins February 28th of 1961.
Okay.
And the last one is the Persian Gulf, which is still open. So that period is yet to be determined.
When are we going to call that one done?
Good question, man. I don't know.
We got to be getting close, I would think. As far as like technically, we're still involved. So anyway,
yeah, it's not a lot of activity, but we're still involved.
So. Yeah. So, most of my clients that I work with qualify, for that World War II, era, or definitely the Korean War era. And I would say the majority of my clients probably served during that time. And I'm working with some younger clients, needing senior care who served in Vietnam. So. And then, Ron, I have to say, and it's no one's fault, it's just the luck of the draw, but I was so frustrated. I worked with a client, just a week or two ago, and I was trying to see if her dad would qualify, and he came in right after the Korean War deadline here. He came in like a month after that, like in February of 55. And then he missed the Vietnam wartime period, the time frame there, just by like a month or two. He was just like right in the middle there. And I'm like, oh man, he could have really used that.
There's just a few that fall short. Not very many, but there's a few that fall between the cracks.
Yep. And I think he was technically in during Vietnam, but it wasn't boots on the ground. So he was on a ship in the Navy. And so for him, it would have been that August 5th, 1964. And I think he was out sometime in 61 without the boots on the ground. So, this is great information to know.
Yes.
And then there's a discharge. You have to have a particular discharge status.
Yes. Not dishonorably discharged, meaning anything general or above. So that's general, honorable, and those are two that are qualified for you. Anything less than that, you would not be entitled to the benefit. So that's dishonorable and bad conduct, and other than honorable would not be entitled to the benefit.
Okay, but everything else counts. So okay,
yeah, everything else counts.
All right. So if you're taking notes and you're listening and you're hoping that you or your loved one can qualify for this, the service related requirements, at least 90 consecutive days active duty, at least one of those days, only one day during a period of war, and then Ron reviewed all of those wartime periods, and then not dishonorably discharged. So that would, I think, cover the majority of our veterans. And then we'll start to jump into the financial-related requirements. And so how does that work?
All right. The exempt assets are... The benefit is based on your income and assets, but the assets that are exempt are your house, your cars, your furnishing, things like that. You have to have liquid assets of less than $130,000. There's an income calculation, which is the income minus your unreimbursed medical expenses. If that number is less than zero, you may qualify for the maximum of the benefit.
Okay, so let's stop there for a second. Yeah. So this sounds similar to the Medicaid breakdown, where if you qualify from, and I think it's kind of modeled after that, frankly, so which is fine. It actually makes it easy to remember and understand. So your exempt assets, so off the table for counting and qualification purposes. So your house can be worth $200,000, and your house can be worth way more than that. Or it's irrelevant. It's exempt. Irrelevant. And then your cars, and then all the stuff in your house, all of that is off the table. So liquid assets. So we're talking about checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, IRAs, 401ks, yep. just all that stuff. If you add all of that up and it totals $130,773 or less, then you would qualify for this. Now, if you're above that number, let's say I spoke with someone recently, they're at about 150. Well, they were just a little bit over. So once they spend down and hit that $130,773, then at that point, then their mother would qualify. And I just worked with them, and they're counting down the days there. So, Ron, so let's pick up this conversation right after the break. But for our listeners, again, if you want to reach out to Ron and the excellent team at the national headquarters of the VFW right downtown Kansas City, that number is 816-968-1153. 816-968-1153. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. You must be a member of the VFW to receive help from them with veteran benefits. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app audacy.com. And that's audacy.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You must be a member of the VFW to receive help from them with veteran benefits. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ron, why is that statement false?
That statement is false, Steve, because we help all veterans. We are a veteran service organization. You have to be a combat veteran to be a member, but in order for us to assist you, you just have to be a veteran looking for assistance.
All right, that's perfect. That's perfect. So just to put an exclamation point on that, if you are not a member of the VFW but you are a veteran, you can reach out to Ron and the great team at the VFW National Headquarters right downtown Kansas City at 816-968-1153, and that is a direct line in to request help with this VA aid and attendance benefit application. And Ron, is there a charge for that?
No, there's not, Steve.
All right, so there's no charge, and it's free of charge. And again, I'm visiting with my friend and special guest, Mr. Ron Cherry. He's the Associate Director of National Veteran Services with the VFW. Again, 816-968-1153. All right, so we've talked about the military or service-related requirements. Now we're going to break down that financial-related requirements. We talked about your exempt assets, and then you have those liquid assets, and that's the number that you pay attention to. Checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, IRAs, 401ks, bonds, you know, all that stuff. $130,773 or less, and you've cleared that bar. You've met that requirement. I had a client very recently. His mom's at about 150, so in about 20,000, and they're going to be moving her to senior living, to a long-term care community. So in about 2 or 3 months, she will be spent down to that $130,773 mark, and then she will qualify at that time. So just keep that number in mind. And then, Ron, let's talk about that income calculation, because that's the one that I think people really stumble on. If you say, well, if you have zero income or less, then you would qualify for that maximum reimbursement number, which we'll announce here in just a second. We have a calculation. So if you say, well, my dad has, $2,000 a month monthly income. See, he must not qualify. Well, that's not true. So take your monthly income, whatever that number is, and just add up your Social Security. And if you have a pension, et cetera, whatever that number is, and then deduct your unreimbursed medical expenses. So let's give an example. If your income is $2,000, and let's say you move to assisted living, that's $6,000. Well, that assisted living cost is considered, the whole thing is considered an unreimbursed medical expense. So $2,000 minus $6,000, that number is negative $4,000. Obviously, that's less than zero. You would qualify for the maximum reimbursement. So let's talk about some of the things that would qualify as you're adding up those unreimbursed medical expenses. Go ahead, Ron.
Yes, sir. Unreimbursed medical expenses include the cost of long-term care, assisted living care, health-related insurances, medical premiums, diabetic supplies, prescriptions, home care expenses, incontinence supplies. Anything, any medical-related expense can be counted towards that unreimbursed medical expense.
Okay, so let's say you're not living in assisted living, and so you don't have that big chunk counting as that unreimbursed medical expense. Well, add everything else up, right? So, how much are you paying for your Medicare premiums? Okay, and yes, that could be, $300-$400 a month easily. Your diabetic supplies, that could be hundreds of dollars per month. You add up your home, and a lot of people are at home. They might be spending, a couple of $1,000 a month for a home care provider to come in and help to remain independent at home. That too is an unreimbursed medical expense. And then incontinence supplies, you could get into hundreds of dollars a month there. Your prescriptions, so if you have prescriptions, some may be covered by your insurance, some may not. You may be in that donut hole region where you're spending all of it out of pocket, especially towards the middle of a year when you're in that donut hole. You add all of that up, and that's your unreimbursed medical expense. So take your monthly income minus all of that stuff. And if it's $2,000 income and it's $2,000 of unreimbursed medical expense, that triggers the maximum amount that would be paid to you as a benefit. And we'll get to those numbers here in a minute. But then the third big hurdle that we need to clear here is then the care related requirements. So, Ron, I think you have to receive assistance with at least two activities of daily living. Is that correct?
That is correct. But I want to
backtrack just a little bit, Steve, on the unreimbursed medical expenses. One well-kept secret or unknown thing is mileage to and from doctor's appointments as well.
Oh,
The VA do reimburse for that mileage to and from medical appointments as well as dental, optical, any, like I said, any medical related expense can be attributed towards the unmedical reimbursements, just to throw that out there.
Okay.
But getting back to the care related requirements, the activities of daily living are bathing, mobility, transferring, meaning, you know, from bed to the bathroom, incontinence, assistance in eating, assistance to and from the bathroom, toileting, assistance dressing or medical management, and meal preparation.
Okay. And so
any two of those that you require round the clock assistance with could qualify for the care related requirement for the pension benefit.
Okay, and I think most people that I visit with, they're getting help with at least two of those things. So that's pretty two of the eight. That's a pretty low bar. And so I think the point is, if you're healthy as a horse and you're not you're not paying for care for support in some of these activities of daily living, then you wouldn't qualify for this program. But if you are receiving support, you are, you know, incurring a cost or an expense with some of these things, then you would qualify for this. So again, if you need help with taking a bath or shower, if you need help with your mobility, walking from point A to point B, or transferring, someone needs to help you out of bed to your walker, out of your chair to your wheelchair, in and out of the shower. That's transfer assistance. Incontinence management, most people are going to need a little bit of help with that. Eating, just help you feeding yourself. Using the toilet, most people, you need a little help with that. At some point, getting dressed or undressed, managing your medications, and then preparing your meals. So of those eight, if you or your loved one receive help with at least two of those activities of daily living, then that is that third requirement that you must meet, and that's that care requirement. And right after the break, I'll be back with my friend Ron Cherry, Associate Director of the National Veteran Services with the VFW. You're going to want to hear this next part because we're going to talk about how much you or your loved one could receive. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out all of the podcasts of all of the recent episodes at seniorcarelive.com and in all of the major podcast platforms. Wherever you get your podcast, you're going to probably find Senior Care Live there. If not, request it. We'll get it in there for you. So, but if you go to Apple, Google, Amazon, you know, all the big ones, we're there. So how about that? All right, back with my friend and special guest today, Mr. Ron Cherry. He's the Associate Director of National Veteran Services with the VFW. And again, the national headquarters right downtown is about 34th and Broadway. So very convenient, but you can just reach out with a simple phone call and talk to Ron and the great team at the VFW at 816-968-1153. That's 816-968-1153, and they have veteran service officers there who can help you apply for this VA aid and attendance benefit. So, just as a quick review, we've talked about the service-related requirements. We've broken down the financial related requirements. Pretty straightforward with a little catch on that income, but we gave you that income calculation. Very easy to do. And it's very, if you're paying for any kind of senior care and you add all the rest of those things, like Ron said, and don't forget, you know, the optical and the dental and the mileage to and from your doctor's appointments, all of that adds up. If that income is that calculation is zero or less, that triggers the maximum benefit, right? So that's the only one that's a little bit tricky, but not too bad. And then we just talked about the care related requirements that you would have to be receiving help for with at least two of those activities of daily living: showering or bathing, mobility or transferring, incontinence, eating. So, you know, eating your food, toileting, dressing, medication management, or meal preparations. Very easy to if you're needing some help to receive help with at least a couple of those. And I have a lot of clients that are, you know, six to eight of those. So because they just need a lot of help at this stage of their life. And guess what? Paying for assistance, it's really, really expensive. And that's exactly why we're talking about this, because a lot of veterans and their families don't know that this thing exists. So I feel like I need my snare drum here where I can go, you know, to talk about it. But this is the payoff. So, Ron, let's talk about how much does this benefit pay per month?
Yes. For a single veteran, if their income is zeroed out, the maximum amount of the pension would be per month $1,936. Which is a total for 12 months of $23,232. A married veteran can receive up to a maximum of $2,295 a month, or $27,540 a year. A surviving spouse can receive up to $1,244 a month, or $14,928 a year.
Okay. And so I just so, you know, some people just got a big smile on their face when they heard that. Like, what? So if your dad served in the Korean War and he's paying for care and he's you know, his liquid assets are around 130 to 773 or less, and you meet all the requirements, you can check all the boxes. He does qualify for, and this is not a small amount, this is a huge thank you for your service, $1,936 per month. And let me tell you what, when you add that to your income and you have to go into assisted living or long-term care, that's going to really help those limited assets of $130,000. That's going to really stretch them out for many, many, many months. And depending on your cost, maybe even, you know, a year or two or 3 years, it can make a huge, huge financial impact on your situation. And then again, a married veteran, $2,295 a month. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. It could really, really help. And then again, if your spouse was a veteran and they've passed, right, and you're a widow or a widower, and your veteran, your deceased spouse qualifies on the service side of that, and then you can qualify with the rest of this, with the care related requirement and then the financial related requirement. Okay, then here we are, $1,244 a month. And again, that's a big deal. For my client recently that I worked with, that's a huge deal for her. It's really going to stretch out her assets and allow her to live in a nice private pay senior care community for much, much longer. We did all the math for her, and it's a huge, huge impact. So that is just, all of this is just such great news. And then, Ron, I know that we're coming up on some rate changes. Do we know anything about the upcoming 2022 rates?
We don't have the exact amounts, Steve, but this will be the largest pay increase that the veterans will receive in the past decade. So it's going to be a significant increase. And also the caveat to these amounts that we're giving, you know, these are significant amounts, is this non-taxable income. So there's no taxes paid on any of this benefit at all. Ah. So you get the entire benefit.
You know what? That's a huge deal, because depending on your tax bracket and all that kind of stuff, I mean, that could really eat into that. So I'm glad you said that. I need to be talking about that more. That's a big deal. So non-tax, it's non-tax. This is just a thank you. So you get the net. You will receive the net every single month, $1,936. So there's no taxes, none of that. Nothing taking out. It's the full amount, $2,295 or $1,244, and you get the net, and it's not taxed. Thanks for pointing that out, Ron. That's great. Okay, and then we do have a look back. Again, this kind of mirrors Medicaid. Now, Medicaid used to have a three-year look back. Now they have a five, but there is a look back. And as of October 18th of 2018, so they went back, they changed the rules a little bit. So there's a 3-year look back. So, you know, if you have a ton of money, this will prevent someone with a ton of money to move it somewhere else, get their assets down to that $130,000 to trigger the benefit. So you need to legitimately qualify for this. And I think most families do that, but it would eliminate any funny stuff. But there is a 3-year look back. So, Ron, they're just looking for any, you know, large, you know, asset transfers within the last 3 years that could disqualify them. Is that correct?
That is correct. That would disqualify them for up to 5 years from the benefit if there is some, you know, some transferring of the funds and then, you know, misrepresentation on the application.
Yeah.
They can request that money back, incur a reasonable debt as well as disbar them from the benefit. So it's very important that you know, follow the rules and get that spent down. Then you could keep the 130 and still be entitled to the benefit. So.
Okay. Yep. So everybody, let's play nice in the sandbox, as they say, right? And
yes,
and do this properly. But I think the vast majority of people will do this properly and are honest on this thing. But there is that 3-year look back, and if you did transfer some assets maybe into another account, if it's still sitting in the account, we'll transfer it back. You'll transfer it back, spend it down, and then qualify when you hit that $130,773 number. So that's just
which is still a significant amount of money.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, and then Ron, how long does it take to get a clean out? So we've done the application. We've crossed our T's, dotted our I's. We've got all of the documentation ready to go. And I know sometimes this fluctuates depending on kind of processing backups and all that stuff. And I know COVID kind of hit, you know, backed it up as well, disrupted the flow of the process. But where are we today in processing a clean application? How long is that taking approximately?
Approximately today, we're doing about 6 to 9 months. You know, and again, each application is based on the merits of its submission. So averaging 6 to 9 months, but I have seen some come back in 3 months. I've seen some take a little longer. So it just depends. But the most important thing to remember is a retroactive benefit. So if you apply for the benefit today and it takes them 6 to 9 months to process that benefit, the benefit is going to be effective the date that you submitted that application going forward.
Okay. All right. And that's really good to know. So I just heard people through the airwaves going, oh, I heard the sigh. I heard a collective sigh like, oh, man, are you kidding? But so let's say it takes 6 months, right? And let's say your application is submitted on, you know, December 1 or whenever. It doesn't matter when it is. It's submitted, right? And then it takes 6 months. Well, guess what? Once it is approved, you're going to get a really large check for 6 months times whatever that benefit is, right? You'll get a large check that first month to get you caught up, and then you'll get that monthly amount moving forward. And again, well, we're going to have a 5.9, right? 5.9 increase?
Yeah, 5.9%.
Yeah, 5.9% increase. So they haven't released the exact rates. I guess I could go do the math on my own. I just wait for the official release. Now, those releases are effective December the 1st, but you'll actually start realizing that or getting that increased amount in January. So, again, I'm here today with Mr. Ron Cherry, the Associate Director of National Veteran Services with the VFW right downtown Kansas City at 816-968-1000. 1153. If you or your family want to look in to qualifying and applying for the VA aid and attendance pension benefit, 816-968-1153. And we're going to have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And we've just had such a great day today here with my friend and special guest, Mr. Ron Cherry. He's the Associate Director of National Veteran Services with the VFW at the National Headquarters, just right downtown Kansas City. They're at about 34th and Broadway. And you can just simply reach out with a phone call and talk to Ron or the great team at the National Headquarters of the VFW, 816-968-1153. Again, you're going to want to write this down, see if you qualify for this, 816-968-1153. All right. So, Ron, that was a great break. And by the way, thank you for your time. I know you are so busy working with the team there at the VFW National Headquarters and with a lot of veterans and their family. So I really appreciate your time to come onto the program today and help us kind of break down this really important benefit.
You're welcome, Steve. And like I mentioned earlier, we're definitely, we thank you for your support just to get the word out to the veterans that we're trying to serve. Without people like you and your organization, there'll be a lot of veterans left out. So we applaud you as well. So it's kind of a team effort here, and yep, we appreciate all the support that you've given over the years.
Absolutely. It's my honor and my pleasure. So it's good stuff. So, Ron, we were talking off mic. This is probably one of my favorite things that you bring to the program. You always have a client story or two. And like you had mentioned on the break off air, it's been a good year. You've had some major wins for some clients and helping them qualify for some back pay, which is a really nice situation. Could you share some of those stories with us today?
Yeah, I definitely can. One that I'll share one about, I don't like to take all the credit, so I'll share one about myself and then one about one of my teammates here.
Okay.
One of my employees.
Sure.
One of mine goes back for, it seems like I'm always on about the long drawn out claims, but
yeah,
this one was roughly about 7 years old. We started a long time ago. The veteran had some, was a Vietnam era veteran. A veteran had some issues with some PTSD and some mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we filed a claim. He had some other issues. They approved those issues, but they denied the mental health. It went back and forth over the years. The veteran actually gave up and forgot if the claim was even still in the system. So it went back and forth. They sent him to some exams. The examiners gave their medical opinions, came back, denied again. And we weren't satisfied with that decision. So we went out and got our own medical opinions, did a lot of research, got some really, really good court statements to support his claim, sent it back before the judge, came back denied again. So this time it went to the U.S. Court of Veterans Appeals, which is the highest court in the land for any type of veterans appeals.
Hmm.
The veteran, we have a really good team there in Washington, D.C. that presents those cases to the court, found some discrepancies within the case. They send it back again with some more examinations and some more clarifications on some opinions. Ultimately, about, you know, between 3 and 4 or 5 years later, this year, I want to say in June, he finally got the decision. They granted him 100% disability.
Wow.
It went back for 7 years and he got a retroactive check for $140,000.
Wow.
$140,000. He is entitled to 100% disability. He's entitled to health care at the VA, access to PX and commissary, privileges at any military base. And it just goes, and he's entitled to roughly about $3,000 a month. So he's set for life. Unfortunately, that he is dealing with the situation that he is, but yeah. at least he's recognized that he went through those and it's worked out for him. And he came in, weren't seeing people, but he wanted to come in and drop some more paperwork off. So I met him downstairs in the lobby and we talked for about 5 minutes. And, you know, all these things seem to happen for a reason. And it was just perfect timing. He's in a wheelchair, so he's not able to get around. So he depends on his nephew to take him from places. And his nephew's car broke down and they didn't have any transportation. So it couldn't happen at a better time. He told me that as soon as he left my office, he was going to the car dealership to buy him a van that was handicap accessible. Yep. So his nephew could get him to his appointments and just be free. And I can't explain to you the feeling that I felt once he told me that. It was completely amazing.
Wow.
I was blown away. And I was just ecstatic of just to be able to be a person that could facilitate it, you know, not necessarily do a whole lot, but just able to facilitate it and put the pieces together and it worked out.
Well, yeah. I think the key point was you never gave up. The veteran just forgot about it. He's like, okay, well, I'm not going to qualify for that. But you didn't forget about it. And you kept fighting and you kept pushing and you brought in at your own expense, experts, more testing. It went up the chain of command as far as the legal system within the military, and it went to the highest court. You had representatives fighting for him years later after he had totally forgotten about this and kind of written it off, and then to get $140,000 at the perfect time so that now he can have transportation and freedom and be able to be taken to wherever he wants to go, plus $3,000 a month and all these other benefits that he just qualified for. That is the phenomenal work that is being done at the national headquarters at the VFW. That's takes my breath away, Ron. So congratulations. And I can imagine the surprise when you called him and he had just kind of blown it off. He just thought, oh, well, he hadn't even thought about it for years. I bet he was surprised.
Yeah. When I called him, he was like, what claim? Said, yeah. You know, the claim that we appealed back, you know, 7 years ago. He's like, oh yeah, I forgot about that darn thing. I was like, well, yeah, are you sitting down? And I explained it to him, and man, it was a really good conversation.
Oh man, hey, I would have been in tears on that one. Wow, that is phenomenal.
I can't say my allergies were acting up a little bit that day, but you know, I managed to get through it.
That's right. And then what about a quick story from one of your one of your peers there?
I have a three-person team here, but one of my assistants helped a veteran that was a younger veteran that served in the Gulf War and was exposed to some nerve agents. And he began to get, you know, have tremors and things like that. And the VA, same thing. They kept denying it because, enough people weren't stricken with the disease yet. So, again, we kept fighting. We got the medical opinions and we just stayed by his side, you know, all the way through the process. And ended up receiving 100% disability. Again, you know, he's taken care of. Any medications, any treatment that he needs for his disabilities going forward, his kids can get education benefits from the VA. It's just a gamut of benefits that we open up by just, you know, touching a button. It's amazing the things that we can do to help these veterans. And you know, and we get paid to do it, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the message there is reach out to Ron Cherry and the great team at the VFW National Headquarters. And obviously the focus today was that the VA aid and attendance benefit, but they can help you with all of the benefits. And guess what? Leave no man behind, no man left behind. That's what they do. They fight for years, and if they can win it, they're going to win it for you. 816-968-1153. And Ron, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Steve, and thanks for all your support over the years.
All right. And as we wrap up this Veterans Day special program of Senior Care Live, I just want to say thank you so much to all of our veterans and all of our families out there. Your service means the world to me and to all of us, frankly. So again, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We cannot thank you enough. All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here for Senior Care Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.